You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on May 28, 2025, and is titled Shavuot. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
All right, well, we got some visitors tonight. Glad to have the visitors. Always enjoy having visitors. One of the things about how we do things around here, we're probably not ever going to have to worry about a building campaign, just because it's not normal. But you and Roy caught up. All right, y'all take phone number and call each other now. One of the things about our little old fellowship is it's grown so much more than just this little deal right here. I mean, there's so many people on the other side of this thing, and Robin and I, we get the privilege of meeting a lot of them because we're out on the road all the time, and then they've got my phone number and one thing or another, so we're all the time talking about stuff. But one of the things that I think is extremely relevant but not always attractive to people is, first of all, there's nobody here to put on a show. There's nobody here to have a church service. I mean, having church services, in my opinion, is useless. But learning how to be the church, educating each other, edifying each other, glorifying God, getting ourselves where on our own we can possess the mind of Christ. If you have the Holy Spirit and you have this, then you can possess the mind of Christ. If you possess the mind of Christ, you know how to pray. You know whether to turn to the left or to the right. You know whether to go forward or stop. You know who to help. You know where you're drawn to. You know what to give. You know how to be generous. You become wise. You become wise. I mean, honest to goodness, people in the United States of America, how do you have 482,000 altar calls a month and we get dumber? We're getting dumber. How do you get dumber? If you're truly born again, then something in you cries out, Abba, Father, and something in you hungers for the bread of life. Something in you wants the word. In America today, the word is readily available. It's free. Nobody comes in and out of here and says, them people wouldn't give me a Bible. So what is our issue here? I was listening to a little deal today where a pastor called into a talk show and he said the people can only retain what their pockets can endure. And I thought, that is your excuse to give 20 minutes of information because you're too lazy to stay any longer. The biblical example is Paul preached till a guy fell out the building. At midnight. You know why they stayed till midnight? Because people were desperate for God to assist them in their everyday life. And in America, we made Christianity all about church and church all about going to heaven. Well, guaranteed every one of you going to die. And guaranteed every one of you is going one or two places. I don't care what the Pope says about a holding tank. You're going one to two places. The sheep and goats. One's going on the left and one's going on the right. Matthew 25. And it's up to you to decide which group you're in. It's just really hard to live like a goat and end up like a sheep. Until you're transformed, all goats remain goats. And it'll be the goats on the left and the sheep on the right. So as we've continued to do this now for 30 years, You wonder sometimes. You think, okay, what can I do to make this relevant enough that people will read it and do it, pray it, live it for yourself? You know, one of the reasons these seats aren't full is because I won't wipe your nose or anything else. I'll show you where the Kleenexes are. But I'm not here to do it for you. I'm doing the best I can to knock it out for myself. And the only reason I'm up here is because I searched through this to see how to do it for myself. And because I do that, God allows me the opportunity to tell other people to help them get started on the same path. It's called life. Life to the full. That should be lived wisely. There's no reason for God's people to be ignorant. Paul even almost commands it that you not be ignorant anymore. There's no excuse. It's just that we won't read the word. We won't test drive the word. We're afraid to fail, therefore we never get a chance to succeed. Put these things into practice. Because the Bible says that when the torrent comes, not if, but when the wreck happens, the man who has put these words of mine into practice, his house will be built on the rock and it will stand the storm. But for those who do not put these words of mine into practice, their house will be utterly destroyed. That scripture's in Matthew and Luke. I like Luke the best. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" Christianity's not easy. We've made it that way. It's called greasy grace. Easy Christianity is nothing more than greasy grace. Grace allows a sinner to come back to plumb. But plumb's a narrow road. And few find it. So when I look across this room and some days wonder, you know, my teaching ain't that bad. I'm a guy that's been through a lot of stuff. Saw God get me through a lot of stuff. This Bible works every time. Every time. It's not a part-time Bible. It works every time. So I tell this stuff. You know, I don't tell somebody else's story. Just tell my story. And I wonder, this is really pretty good stuff. I've enjoyed the heck out of teaching y'all for 20-something years because I've learned a lot. So where's everybody at? I mean, honest and truly, I think I know more about this Bible than any pastor in Muleshoe. Not being boastful, I'm just telling you, I'm welcome for a contest. Where's everybody at? There ain't, what, I got 10 Muleshoe people in here tonight? 15 at the most? So I wonder, I ask myself sometimes, why? Why is that? And I'm not going to fall in the trap of fixing the music or the lights or changing the day or take my shirt tail out, grow my hair longer. I'm not going to do any of that stuff to become more palatable, get the lighting right or come out behind the smoke. Or I'm not going to do any of that stuff. So what's the problem? And then I got to long here. It's not a problem. He said, a few find it. Narrow is the road, and a few find it. It's my sincere hope that the few people that I get to minister to across this United States of America have found it. have found the road that's a kingdom road, a biblical road, a road that's full of life and purpose and promise. That's my hope. So if there's only a few, I must be doing good, because that's biblical. That's very biblical. So if a few have found it, then you're the wisest people around. And you have the most to offer and the most to share. Your lives should be the most fruitful. And you should multiply as far as kingdom business, bearing fruit that will last, showing yourselves to be disciples of Christ. So that's my little opening speech tonight. It's not easy sitting here listening to me. It's even harder to go out here and do what it says. And then making the choice to be back. And then really be bold and share with somebody else. I get it. It's not easy. Well, let me tell you how easy it is. Nobody's ever going to ask you to go to the cross and die for another man's sins. So we do have the easiest task. Our Lord took the hard one. Ours is easy. His ways are light. They're not burdensome. For none of us will ever shed our blood for the salvation of another man. So let's pray and we'll get the Murphs up here. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for your word. I thank you tonight, Lord, that you teach us, you admonish us, you want to grow us in your likeness, Lord, and that is such a blessing. So tonight, Lord, I just want to thank you for a few. Lord, forgive me, Lord, I used to pray for many. Tonight I want to thank you for a few. Those that have ears to hear what you are saying to the church. Those who have found their way into your kingdom. That we continue to learn and grow together. Receive your word as the manna from heaven. And know that it nourishes our soul. So tonight, Lord, renew our minds and help us. Help us all to your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Before they sing tonight, we're going to talk about Shavuot. I've been practicing how to say it right, but it's Shavuot. That's Pentecost. That begins at sundown Sunday. It's coming Sunday. Ends at sundown on Tuesday. And so that is the Feast of Weeks. We're going to talk about that tonight, just to give everybody some more depth in their understanding of how we find Jesus in the feasts and the true things of God. So anyhow, y'all get at it.
Proverbs 13:12. And this is a scripture that always I wondered about it, but it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So have you ever been disappointed by something and your hope was in something and it was deferred? It means it got put on the back burner. Well, if that keeps happening to you, it'll make your heart sick. You end up with depression and anxiety and all kinds of stuff. But Solomon says, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. You know, God puts in every one of us the desire. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Not everything that you want. He'll give you the desires that you want. And when your desires, when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. The desire for all of us is to live a joyful life, to have joy and success and a good family and all those things. And he says, when that comes, it's a tree of life. But how does that come? It comes just by being grateful. That's all it is. It's just being grateful for the things that we have. I mean, just like what Steve just said, we can be grateful that we don't ever have to die for another person so that they can be made righteous. And it's not our works at all. So just being grateful, it brings a tree of life to our life. It doesn't make your like hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. And that's what he wants. His plans are good for us. His plans are good. So let's just be thankful. And all the things, this is one thing that this song is that's all it is. Just thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for finding me.
Amen. That's good stuff. Hey, I don't want you to show your hands or anything, but I want you to just think to yourself right now, and I don't give a darn how old you are, but I want you to ask yourself right where you sit right now, do you actually believe you were made for more? That you wasn't made for just Sunday to Sunday. You're made for more. You're not made to turn 65 and they kick you off the bus and, you know, the only hope you have is to be the Walmart greeter. I mean, that's a great job. But somebody's made for more. She'd be feisty as this old gal right here. She's whopping 55 and she's ornery as heck. Made for more. Yeah. But we should believe that, and we should instill that in the next batch coming behind us, because we've been given so much. And that's exactly what Shavuot is all about. And so this is why we remember, as this is why for years now that we're going to continue to keep our feet firmly planted on the Passover, because 50 days later was Shavuot, Pentecost, Acts chapter 1-2, where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit came, where the whole town was bewildered, where men spoke in other tongues and the kingdom was revealed, where a guy like Peter, who Jesus called him Satan and then called him the rock and asked him the three seminary questions, feed my sheep, three times, and he answered correctly. And that guy who denied Christ before the rooster crowed three times stands up under the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and for the first time in his life began to extrapolate the kingdom of God, because the kingdom had been revealed. You see, it's that exact time, that exact calendar day, that exact time when the earth was in that specific place on the rotation of its axis, and the stars and the universe were in their exact place, and the moon was in this exact place. Everything was exact at that particular time, so many years and decades prior that the law came down to Moses on Mount Sinai at that exact time. And on that exact time, as Jesus had predicted, written about in the last chapter of John and the first chapter of Acts, go now to Jerusalem and wait until the power come upon you. Then you will be my witness in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, the ends of the earth. Peter stands up and tell them, they're not drunk, it's 9 in the morning.
It's not as you perceive, people, but it is exactly as your prophet Joel told you, that in my last days I will pour out my spirit. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams. Your young men will have visions. I will pour out my spirit. He said, this is what's happening. The outpouring. It's not another outpouring. Heaven's been open. Just as predicated when Jesus was baptized in the third chapter of Matthew. You see, all these things replicate the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So the immersion in water, when Jesus tells John, this is the right thing to do for the fulfillment of all things. And when they come out of the water, see, it has to be immersion. You can't come out of something that you didn't get into. We're not talking about a blessing of the Holy Spirit where a little dab will do you. I'm talking about being overwhelmed, overtaken, and consumed by the Holy Ghost, clothed in Christ. And at that exact moment in time, the Bible says that heaven opened and they all heard a voice. The same as they did when the disciples were with the Messiah on the mountain. This is my son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. You see, that's what it means to live under an open heaven. As a son of the Most High God, with a father who no longer looks upon my sin and my shame that you just sung about, but he sees the blood of his very own son that has covered a wretched life such as mine. He's seen that he has set me apart as his very own offspring by renewing me from the inside out with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and filling me to the full. This is about being full. Shavuot is about being full. It's not about playing church. It's not about learning how to be a Christian. It's about being full of the Holy Ghost, God Himself. You see, so all these years of our brain management in Christianity. We got a whole groups of people out there that they've got Jesus still hanging on the cross. Some of them still think he rides around on donkeys. We've got the Father, you know, he's got a big long beard sitting in this lawn chair on a cloud someplace. And then the Holy Spirit, he looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost. He's here, there, yonder. We call him up, you know. Hey, come back over here. We need the Holy Spirit. You come here today. Leave them people alone. You come here. See, that is a total, so it's such a misconception of God. The Bible says in the beginning, God is spirit. That God hovered over the expanse of the earth. It is actually God who lives in us, and it is the kingdom of God that has came to us on this particular day, 50 days after Passover. Not seven Sundays after Easter, 50 days after Passover. Well, the moon's in this spot, and the earth is on its axis in this spot. Everything is exactly how God wants it to be on that day. Now, that day's already happened for us. That day's already happened. So what do we do now? We remember it. That's why you have Memorial Day. That's why you have Veterans Day. Have these days so we remember. Do you know why we need to remember? Because we're human. How many of us humans forget? How easy is it just to rock along and not remember? Do you know that most denominational churches can't even count seven Sundays from Easter? Not only will they have the dates and times and everything else screwed up, but they won't even participate. That they've got this deal so jacked up
that if you're Pentecostal, you're going to stay till 12:45 instead of go to lunch at 10 till 12. You don't get to leave till Sister What's-Her-Name speaks in tongues, and old Fred over here, he'll give an interpretation. I've been there. But it's no different than the other place that tells you that we're going to go ahead and lie about Scripture and tell you that only three things remain in their faith, love, and hope, that there'll be no manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.